Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I hope you'll get your Bible at this time and follow with me as we read from Luke chapter 4. I have a bit of an apology to make to the students in my class. As I was doing the lesson in the last class, and I was looking at a text, and I told you to turn to Luke chapter 4 and verse 4. Well, that's what was printed in the Sunday school book, but as I began reading, I realized, oh no, that can't be the right reference, because that was about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, and that had already happened by the time of the studies we're taking in our lesson. And so I ended that lesson a bit confused, but it was at the close of class. I guess you could say, like we used to say when we were in school, I was saved by the bell. But I'm going to get it right this time. We'll begin reading in just a moment from Luke chapter 4 and verse 14 as we follow Jesus as he walked this earth as a missionary among men. Now, while you're turning to that passage, Luke chapter 4 and verse 14, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of November the 18th, 1923. And so now let's follow Jesus back to Galilee. We find an account of this in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and a fame went out concerning him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Luke 4 and verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And he entered, as was his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book, and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "Today hath this scripture been fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness, and wondered at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "Doubtless will ye say unto me in this parable, 'Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in thine own country.'" And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say unto you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine over all the land. And unto none of them was Elijah sent, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel at the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And they were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. And they arose up and cast him forth out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way." Luke chapter 4 and verse 31. "And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath day. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man that had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ah, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee whom thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst, he came out of him, having done him no hurt, and amazement came upon all. And they spake together with one another, saying, "What is this word? For with authority he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out." And there went forth a rumor concerning him into every place of the region round about. Luke chapter 4 and verse 38. And he arose up from the synagogue and entered into the house of Simon. And Simon's wife's mother was holden with a great fever. And they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose up and ministered unto them. And when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out from many, crying out, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he rebuked them. He suffered them not to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. Luke chapter 4 and verse 42. And when it was day, he came out and went into a desert place. And the multitude sought after him and came unto him, and would have stayed him, that he should not go from them. But he said unto them, "I must preach the good tidings of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for therefore was I sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. Well, Jesus spent all that summer at work in Galilee, and in the fall he made a second tour through that country. We read in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass soon afterward that he went about through cities and villages, preaching and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna the wife of Chusas, Herod's steward, with Susanna and many others who ministered unto them of their substance. He spent the fall and the winter of what we believe to be A.D. 28 and A.D. 29 in Galilee. And that brings us down to the lesson for the Sunday school text in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. And let me read that text to you now, where it says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered as sheep, not having a shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, that he send forth laborers into this harvest." It was during this third tour that Jesus was rejected the second time at Nazareth. We read about that in Matthew chapter 13, 53 through 58. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And coming into his own country, he taught them in the synagogue, inasmuch as they were astonished, and said, "Which hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not with us? Which then hath this man all these things?" And they were offended into him. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. On this tour, Jesus did three things. One, he taught in the synagogues. Two, he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And three, he healed all the various afflicted. There is an example of Jesus preaching the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew 4:17. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John the Baptist preached this in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2. The 12 who he sent out also would preach this in Matthew 10 and verse 7. And the 70 would preach this in Luke chapter 10 and verse 18. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means, as Luke says, is come nigh. And that means it has come near. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are often used interchangeably. It is Matthew that speaks mostly of the kingdom of heaven to distinguish that kingdom from any earthly kingdom. And the other writers tend to write of the kingdom of God, but they mean the same. It should be noted that after Jesus' death, and after he had been seated as king in heaven at God's right hand, the kingdom of God was never more preached as at hand, but as having been set up, as in existence, at work, into which people were translated. We read in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 about Jesus, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It is in this kingdom that, and it is this kingdom that Christians have received. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer sacrifice well-pleasing unto God with reverence and awe." We read in the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6, "He hath made us to be a kingdom, to be priests unto his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." There is some difference between teaching and preaching. We have a splendid example of Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. He taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. To preach means to publish abroad, to make known, and to proclaim. He proclaimed the coming kingdom, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. And we read about Jesus as a man of compassion. Jesus showed great generosity in healing all manner of diseases, but his divine power was manifested in performing these and all miracles to prove that he spoke by divine authority. Jesus said in John 10:37 and 38, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though ye believe me not, and though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father." We should learn a lesson from Jesus' example in these three general tours through Galilee. He first sowed the seed, then cultivated it, and then returned to reap the harvest. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36 we read, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were distressed and scattered as sheep, not having a shepherd." This shows their spiritual conditions. Their pretended shepherds, the scribes and Pharisees, instead of feeding them and preparing them for Christ's coming, had fleeced them, preyed upon them, and laid upon them burdens grievous to be borne. In contrast to them, Jesus provides help in sending out the 12 apostles to assist in teaching them correctly. We read in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1, "that he called unto him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of disease and all manner of sickness.